This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. People who like a sprinkling of satire with their morning paper have enjoyed the Boondocks comic strip for about 4 years now. The strip takes on touchy issues like politics, war, and race. The latest collection of the cartoons, called A Right to be Hostile, has just been released in paperback. Earlier, Boondocks cartoonist Aaron Magruder sat down with Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates to talk about the strip and the need for satire in today's political climate.
Tell us about the Boondocks. Some people may not be familiar with the strip itself. Give us a brief outline of who the main characters are and what the premise is.
It's a strip about a bunch of angry young black kids who talk about the world day in, day out. Huey, who's a sort of a radical political thinker, and his friend Caesar, who's sort of a more laid-back character, his younger brother Riley, who's a knucklehead. And, you know, their sort of perspective on the world.
Approximately how old are these young men?
Well, I never actually say. They're in the 8 to 10 range.
And the 8 to 10 range, yet Huey, at least, and Caesar to a slightly lesser extent, are very concerned about political implications of daily life.
Yeah, you know, using kids is just a way to get away with, you know, saying things that you wouldn't be able to say if you used adults.
You've said that part of you thinks that had September 11th not occurred, that the Boondocks would have finished last year in 2002. What do you mean by that?
You know, this is a job where you sort of suffer burnout very quickly. I was maybe 2 years in and feeling as though there was very little left to do. The space is very confining. There's not a lot of room to draw. There's not a lot of room to write. And it just felt as though I was sort of just getting tired of the grind. And what September 11th just did was sort of, it just made the strip a little more necessary than I think it would have been otherwise.
Why was this comic strip more necessary after 9/11 than it was before then?
I think whatever was left of what journalism was supposed to be before 9/11 was gone after 9/11. And I think everyone sort of across the board, especially in terms of the electronic media and television news and cable news outlets, just sort of decided to all sort of throw away objectivity at the same time. And I guess they decided if they all did it at the same time, it would be okay. And with nobody left that was sort of willing to critique the government in the mainstream press, it seemed as though this was a fine opportunity to do something relevant.
Immediately after September 11th, you did a series of strips featuring a talking U.S. flag and a yellow ribbon. Some papers were very uncomfortable with those strips. Some even dropped them entirely. What was the point of the flaggy and ribbon strips?
It was like everything else I do. It was literally just something I thought was funny. Actually, the flaggy idea came from Chris Rock. I was having lunch with Chris Rock shortly after September 11th, and you know, I was asking him if he had a show, what type of jokes would he be doing at this sort of period of time when joking wasn't allowed? And he said, well, the first joke I'd do was go and say, I'm going to the networks and pitching a show called Flaggy. And it was just so ridiculous and yet really summarized it, which was everything had gotten stupidly patriotic in a very sort of childish way. And so it seemed like a very relevant strip to do. And also, you know, flags and ribbons are very easy to draw, so they can get them done quickly.
Currently, we have a Republican administration that a lot of satirists, including you, have been having a grand time with. But within that administration are two very powerful black people. Did you hesitate at all before you decided to take swipes at Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice? You know, some black people feel that kind of criticism should be kept in the family, and I would guess from the strips that that's not your philosophy.
It's not my philosophy. The only hesitation I had was particularly with Condoleezza Rice because she's such a dangerous woman.
Dangerous woman how?
Well, she's the National Security Advisor.
You don't feel secure having a Dr. Rice as your...
as an enemy? No. So that was the big hesitation.
And in fairness, we should note that you haven't been just hard on conservatives. You've criticized rappers pretty stringently, too.
And Jesse Jackson, who I guess counts as a rapper.
Some days when his rhymes are actually rhyming. Yeah. What's wrong with rappers? You've been really hard on Puff.
These people are... You know, part of the reason to create the strip was because, you know, I saw what fun Burke Brethren and Gary Trudeau were having with white celebrities. And I said, well, look, you know, no one's doing that for our celebrities. Our celebrities deserve to be lampooned as much as everybody else's. And that's really all it is. These people are icons. I don't know why they get so upset.
A number of people have said you're the natural successor to satirist Gary Trudeau, but you say the Boondocks isn't as good as Doonesbury or Bill Watterson's Calvin and Hobbes or Burke Breath's Bloom County or Charles Schulz's Peanuts. The strip's only 4 years old. Why are you being so hard on yourself?
I'm not being hard on myself as much as acknowledging the strip's only 4 years old. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Bloom County was, I think maybe, I don't know how long it was, like 15, maybe 15 years when it ended. Gary's on 30. Charles Schulz died at 50 in terms of the number of years the strip had been running. You know, 4 years is just not enough time to gauge whether or not a strip is worth anything. Comparing it to strips that have been successful for decades, I just don't think it's really fair.
Can you see yourself doing this for 10 more years?
No. But then again, I couldn't see myself doing it for the first year, so anything can happen, I guess.
Aaron McGruder is the creator of the syndicated comic strip The Boondocks, which appears in over 250 newspapers around the country. His latest compilation is A Right to Be Hostile. He visited here with me in our Los Angeles studios. Aaron, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates. For an extended version of her interview with Aaron McGruder, please go to our website, npr.org.